Hello, welcome back to another episode of Wealth in Christ Podcast, a show where we inspire the masses to become financially free while building God's kingdom. On the podcast today, it's just me, your boy, Dami. This will be a solo podcast and episode, so I hope you guys have your pencil and pen to take notes. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about a few things I have learned so far in this entrepreneurship journey. You know, one of the main things I have learned in the entrepreneurship journey is that it's not enough to just believe in yourself. You know, believing is great, but what needs to come with that belief is action. You know, how many of us have, you know, started this year off, we say we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Or you'll be around people when they say they're going to do this, they're going to do that. You know, by the time this time next year comes, you know, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be in this kind of house, I'm going to be in this kind of house, car, you know, I'm going to do this and that. And when you really look at it and you take a step back, that's all great. That all sounds great. But what's more important is the action behind it. Are you taking action to achieve that goal? You know, is the person that you're around, so they're going to achieve this, this, and that, are they taking actions? You know, are they action showing that they're getting closer, they want to achieve this goal? Because it's not just enough to just say, I want to do this and I want to do that. You know, that's because we want something to happen. It's not me. It's going to happen like that. You know, you have to put in the work. What you put in is what you get out. And just like the Bible said, it says faith without work is dead. So what does that mean? That you, in order to have, with your faith, you also need to back it up with your action. Everything you do, you know, you need to back it up. You say you want to save $10,000, you know, this year. You need to break that goal into weekly, monthly goals, daily goals. How much are you going to save, you know, to reach that goal? How much from your paycheck is going to come out every month? You know, what are some ways or opportunities that you're going to take advantage of to reach that goal? And how would you hold yourself accountable to it? You know, those are things that you want to do to make sure you're not only saying things or you're not only saying you want to do this, but to make sure you're actually doing it. And start little. You know, don't get so caught up in trying to put $10,000 all at once. You know, figure out how you can do it. Maybe it's $50 so you can afford, $200, $300, you know. All that matters is that you get started, and it's not too late to start pushing and, you know, taking steps to achieve your goals. We still have a lot of time, and I hope you guys get to it. Two, every day is an opportunity to be better. So what I mean by that, you know, every new day that God gives you to open your eyes, you know, to see the sun, to see your family, to see your loved ones, it's a day for you to be better. It's a day for you to reach your goal, to get better. Oftentimes you hear people say that in order to become successful, you just have to improve 1% at a time. And that's 100% true. But what happens sometimes that why people don't ever understand or live to that kind of lifestyle is that we get caught up in what happened yesterday. We get caught up in what happened last week and last month, what we didn't do, what we didn't, or what we wanted to do. And that doesn't matter. What has happened last week has happened. You can't get that time back. You can't rewind back. Nothing has happened. All you can do is move on, learn the lesson, and move on. And once you have that mindset that you can't change what you did last week, what you did yesterday, you know, what you just did this last minute, and you just focus on what you're doing now. You get focused in your present is now. Not so much worry about the future. Yeah, you're worried about the future, but your future, what you do now affects your future. If you see it like that. You're not so caught up about the past. You know, give yourself that grace. It's important to give yourself grace in this journey. And when you give yourself grace, you see that every new day, every time you wake up, is a new opportunity to be better. So I challenge you guys to give yourself grace and see every new day as a new opportunity. And as a result of that, you become more grateful. You appreciate the different things, the success that you have achieved. You know, when you take a step back, you're like, oh, wow, I made some progress. Three, importance of consistently investing in yourself. You know, this is the part where most people lack in life across all aspects of life. No one wants to invest in themselves. Everyone wants people to just give, you know, they want the free stuff. But, you know, you get what you put in. You know, so all you want is free stuff, you would get what the free stuff produced. If you, you know, invest money, you invest your time, you know, into these different programs, into these different mentorships, masterminds, you will get what those masterminds did. And the Bible talks about, you know, surrounding yourself with godly counsels. You know, and the only way you can surround yourself with God's counsel is by investing yourself, consistently investing yourself. You know, oftentimes people stop learning after high school, after college, but learning continues. And that's what separates the 97% of people to the 1% of people. Because the 1% of people, they continue to invest in themselves. They continue to grow. You know, they continue to, you know, invest in different things. Like on a podcast I heard, you know, Mark Cuban, even as him as a billionaire, he still buy courses. He still goes to conferences to learn all these different things. So if you're not even at that level and you're not in terms of network or in terms of success, why do we think we're enough? And with this process of, you know, investing yourself and, you know, not only investing yourself, but you take what you invest and you apply it to your life, you will start to see growth. You will be able to say, wow, I did this. I'm glad I took advantage of this opportunity. Hey, family, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. And if you are and you have yet to subscribe to us here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts and you have yet to leave us a 5-star review, please do so. Now back to the episode. This leads me to my next point. Seize an opportunity immediately. You know, oftentimes we think opportunity is always going to be there. We think that the opportunity is never going to leave. But sometimes some opportunities are only there once in a lifetime. Sometimes it's in that moment you have to make a decision. So it's important to get better at making decisions. It's important to understand, you know, when God presents you with opportunity for you to seize it, you know, they may not come again. You know, very rare does opportunity comes twice or three times, you know, but thank God for grace and, you know, to him being so sovereign that he can provide opportunity for us at any given moment. But that doesn't mean for us to take advantage of those, the times where opportunity is presented. And the best way I can explain this is oftentimes when people are trying to buy plane tickets, you know, we have a certain budget, we have a certain price target that we're looking for. And the plane ticket, the plane cost get to it. Let's say a plane ticket was supposed to, we want the plane ticket to be $500. The plane ticket gets to $501,498. But because of greed, because of we think that, you know, things could get better, we don't buy the ticket then. And you look at it a week later, 2 weeks later, when you want and when you actually decide, you realize that time is of the essence. You realize that the cost of this ticket is now $600, $650. You know, because of you not seizing the opportunity, you know, immediately, it's not costing you $100. And in this case, you can see it complies to every aspect of your life. You know, some of us, we want to do certain things, opportunity presented because of the cost, because of the time commitment, we pass it off. And when we are ready, the opportunity is not there, or the opportunity is more costly and we can't afford it. So it's important to take advantage of opportunity immediately so we don't have regrets. Lastly, surround yourself with like-minded people. The Bible talks about bad company corrupts good character. So what does that mean? That means that the people around you have such an influence on you that you that can either make you become successful or not make you become successful. And it's important to evaluate your circle, you know, to be mindful of the conversation you have, because sometimes people are not, they don't want to become successful as you are. They don't want to get to the next level, and that's okay. And that doesn't mean you treat them bad, you see them, you still show them love, but you have to excuse yourself out that relationship, excuse yourself out that, I'm sorry, take a, you know, move your, make a distance, put boundaries in place, because if you don't, you will not, they will pull you down to their level. And it's very hard to, you know, raise someone to your level if they don't have the same mindset as you, you know, and the way you can, you know, grow your, be surrounded by people who are like-minded is joining networking events, going to mastermind, you know, interacting with people on your social media page that you see are, you know, they're working to build themselves. They're working to get to the next level, because every day we are living is opportunity for us to continue to grow and evolve to the person God has created us to be. But we can't do that if people around us are not on that same timing, they're not on that same page. You know, we're talking about stocks, we're talking about investments, we're talking about God, but they're talking about partying, they're talking about drinking, they're talking about sex, which is nothing wrong with that. But at this moment or this time, that's not your focus. And you need to be around people who have the same focus as you. Because when times do get hard, those people will encourage you. Those people will remind you why you got started. But regardless, you know, but if you don't have those kind of people, when you're around the people that don't have the same focus, they're like, oh, yeah, you did what you gotta do. You can just quit. You know, just quit. It's okay. You did enough. But when you're around people, you know, who have the same focus and they understand, you know, what is at stake, they will tell you to keep on going, not to give up, to keep on fighting. And I hope this message, this interview, this quick interview, quick episode is encouraging someone, you know, not to give up, to continue to fight. You know, as long as you're living, as long as you have opportunity to see your loved ones, to open your eyes, to hear, you know, there's still hope for you. And being that said, you know, if you haven't, you know, subscribe to us on YouTube, please do. Apple Podcasts, do, or wherever you get your podcast, listen to us. If you enjoyed this interview, this snippet, or this podcast episode, if you enjoy this podcast episode, please share with a friend, tell a family, a follower, share it on social media, tag me on social media, Wealth in Christ, and stay tuned for next week's episode. And if you...